Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
Happy Friday, Buzz.
Tommy Little, you're great, man.
Look, I kicked into my weekend by about Wednesday this week and started partying.
And how's it going?
Well, I'm ready for Monday, to be honest.
Well, I'm not, and no one else is. So if you're not, I'm going to put you in the weekend mood. I'm going to start the day with a bit of Shaggy because it is time for...
Drop it like it's hot. Let's go. Big Moore's booty drop.
A Mr. Boombastic.
I love this. I also love that you said I'm going to start the day with this track. Which, if you're starting
start of my day,
sure. But if you're starting your day at 3 p.m., you're living a good life. Good on you.
Well, not really, because you might have to work till like midnight,
Don't bring the tone down, mate. You just played your tune and said Shaggy's coming up.
Is it Boombastic or Boombastic?
Mr. Boombastic.
Chilly Fantastic.
I think it's Nilly Fantastic.
Is it?
Can we do these accents? Do you reckon they're allowed, or is this a bit too racial?
Well, you have now.
Okay. Nilly Fantastic.
We'll find out whether it's chilly or nilly now.
No.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. I put my name down, flip it and reverse it.
Same, but backwards. It's
your primitive. Did you just do it here?
Just my knee.
Yeah. Why do you have to kneel down for this competition?
Because I'm in the zone. The last couple of weeks I've absolutely slayed it and I don't want to change anything.
No, maybe I need to kneel as well.
Don't steal my tricks. Don't steal my tricks.
Hey, mate, don't steal my tricks. I give you the answers every week.
Both on the knees.
It's a secret to good radio. I can't believe I gave it away so easy.
I don't like being on my knees. Mm. Okay.
This is the game where we play Carrie and Tom a song in reverse. They buzz in with their name. And they've got to give us title and artist. Here is song number one.
Tommy.
He's in.
I know exactly what it is.
I've got it.
No, you've got to give Tommy his go.
No.
Tommy, what song is it?
Oh, I know what it is. Damn it. Go for it, Carrie.
Pink, My Love.
Oh, I'm going to have to buzz you out.
Oh, isn't it pink?
It is pink, but it's called Beautiful Trauma.
Damn it, I knew it.
Oh.
Yeah.
My love. Do I get half?
No.
Title and artist. Here is song number two.
Tommy.
Tommy's in.
It is Macklemore. Pop some tags. Thrift Shopping, it's called.
It is.
You're buzzing in so quickly at the moment.
I know.
Do you not have realised how annoying it is must be to listen to? Because you don't actually get to enjoy any of the song backwards.
You hate losing
so much. But I realised
that you've started to say, you know what? I don't think this segment's enjoyable for people. You've just had two losses in a row. And now suddenly you're like, the last time I won two in a row, you went, oh, let's not just make it R&B, let's broaden it out.
I realized that was just because
I was winning.
When I first used to play it, I used to buzz in straight away and always get it right. And I'm saying, I realised then that must have been annoying for people. And now I understand. I think we should give people a little bit of time to listen to the song.
By people, you mean you.
Last week I was getting in trouble for playing it too long, and I'm harsh on the buttons today.
No, you're getting in trouble for playing it too long after he buzzes in.
Carrie Ballbreaker over the corner.
All right, it is Tommy 1, Carrie Neil. Here is song number 3.
Tommy.
Carrie is in just there.
That was me
TLC
first.
Scrubs.
Damn it.
No Scrubs.
Well done. I'll give it to you. They're playing at R&B Vine Days as well.
Oh, giving tickets away with that.
Super, super fun. All right, one apiece. Let's get into...
I buzzed in first then.
You didn't, mate. One apiece. Here we go.
Tommy.
What? Go on.
I love how competitive you are. It's amazing.
Let's hear it, shall we?
I just can't believe after the last one, you made me wait longer and then buzzed in before me. It was a real, that is a great song.
It is a great. Very good.
Backwards or forwards?
No, it's both ways. It's good. it's a real soaring anthem. It is Katy Perry Raw.
Nah.
Damn it.
Carrie, do you want to have a go?
I would love to have a listen again. Thanks,
I'm actually going to play for you again because Tommy is just...
Is that what happened?
Thank you.
You can both buzz back in, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Here we go.
Carrie.
Carrie's in.
Farnham. John Farnham.
Oh.
Yeah.
Carrie doesn't know the voice.
Oh, it's not called the voice.
Wait, sorry, hold on.
No.
You're the voice.
You're the voice. Oh.
I'm going to give it to you.
Oh.
Tiebreaker!
I'd be angry if it wasn't such a tune.
Oh, isn't it a good tune?
We'll play a bit more of it. All right. Here we go. This is for the win. And this is a song you both should be very familiar with.
Tommy.
Oh.
It's Sam Smith. good at goodbyes.
No.
No, I think I need to have a listen again, but I think I know what it is.
All right, I'm going to play it both for you again, okay? Buzz in with your name. Here it is.
Tommy.
Hold on. It's, two things. Why are you buzzing?
It's Khalid.
Hold on. Why does he get Khalid. To buzz in
one
again?
One more. Give
it's
him one more.
No. Stop. Why are you letting him buzz in again? He got it wrong, so I
Tommy,
can go.
What song is it?
It's Khalid, Young, Dumb and Broke.
You're absolutely wrong, and I'm going to play it for Carrie now because you've
on.
Had two
why
guesses.
Why did you change the rules anyway?
No, it's the first to buzz in with their name, Carrie, and he's got it wrong twice, so I'm going to give you a go by yourself.
We did stop listening to the rules a long time ago.
When he gets it wrong, why are you playing it again and allowing him to
buzz in? I'll give you both a chance.
I'm nervous to say this.
But if you're a Democratic
shrill.
I'm not.
Carrie, would you like the last? Here we go.
Yeah, I'd like you to play by the rules,
Tommy,
mate.
Tommy, this is for Carrie only.
Tommy. I know it.
Shush.
I know it, though.
Stop.
I know it, Buzz.
Talking.
Buzz, I know it. It's Piano Man.
Can you shut up?
Well, it's Piano Man, mate.
I can't hear
Say
it.
Say that as the answer.
No,
Say
I want to hear it.
Okay. You'll be wrong. It's Piano Man.
Play it again.
All right, for the 18th time.
Dancing in the, it's Ed Sheeran. Yep.
Is it?
I'm just trying to check what it's called. I wanted to say.
It's nearly
dancing.
Saturday.
Pardon?
I'm just saying we're going very long.
Mate.
Oh, you're wrapping us up. You know when Buzz is wrapping us up?
Dancing something? Dancing in the dark?
The song is called Perfect. It is by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
But Carrie wins 2-1 anyway.
I don't like either of you now. Even though I won, it's bittersweet.
Don't talk to Buzz and
Happy
Sonda
Friday.
Like that.
No. I love Sonda.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
At the moment, it's Buzz and Tommy.
Yeah, it's Buzz and Tommy because we've kicked Bickers out of the room. And for good, that's the next 2 years. It's
absolutely.
Just Buzz and Tommy. So, cunning plan. And she'd be desperate if she stays out. No, it's her birthday on Sunday. And so we thought we'd surprise her. Anyway, Buzz, I'm going to get her. Caitlin, our producer, you're going to like these sparklers over here, and we hope the sprinklers don't go off in the building. Buzz, you just fill while I'm gone.
I'll quickly pad. All right.
That's
so
crap padding, mate. Come
no,
on.
No, hang on.
On.
You do your job,
well,
I'll do mine, all right?
Get out of here. Padding.
All right, so right now, Tommy's about to jump outside. If you've just joined us, Carrie's birthday is on Sunday. We got a very special surprise for her in the studio. So we've actually blindfolded Carrie, so she's got no idea what's going on. All right, so Tommy's bringing Carrie in.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
I was thinking, what am I celebrating? I forgot.
I had to get you quickly because the sparkles
so
are there.
Cool. Oh, we on air?
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
I still have a mouthful of peanut butter.
It's a 21!
It's a
21! Happy 21!
Why I'm a lot older than that.
Born so beautiful? Why was she born at all? Because I had no say in it. We had no say at all. But she's a jogging fellow. For she's a jogging fellow.
Is that going to melt the chocolate? That fire that you've got going there? I'm not 21. I'm 37. I'm getting old.
Don't say your real
age.
No,
I'm fine saying my real age.
So do you want the explanation behind the cake?
It's just a lot of chocolate and I like chocolate.
It is. And last time I tried to get you chocolate, you told me it was the wrong chocolate. And so that is literally every block of chocolate they had at the supermarket.
You're really thoughtful. You are. That is the best present I could have possibly got.
Caitlin's frantically waving the smoke.
I think their fire alarms are about to go off. Just blow.
Happy birthday for
Thank
this
you.
Weekend.
What are we doing? Have you organised me a party?
I have.
Fun.
Yes.
Is it part of the Bucks weekend you've organised as well?
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I have handballed it to Caitlin to organise you a party. No, I haven't organised your party, but I do have a...
You've got a receipt for something in your hand.
Yeah, clearly our printer...
Have you wrapped it?
Clearly our printer wasn't working. This is the present from the team.
Oh, a cellular facial.
Yeah, because...
Is that because I need something done to my face?
What's we just thought on? You were looking a little rough. No, this is because... Caitlin, stop fanning the door. It's like you farted and you want the smell to go away. It is because you said the other day on air that you decided you didn't like massages, but facials were the only thing that relaxed you. So we all
I
got
do.
Your facial.
Oh, you're really sweet.
When I say we all got it...
You did this on air so that, like, you'll just come out as an absolute winner, didn't you?
No.
Because you've nailed this.
To be honest, that bit was Caitlin's idea. And we've done it on air, so it is officially a tax deduction.
Okay.
But happy birthday, Bickers.
Thanks, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Oh, yeah. R&B Fridays presents R&B Vine Days. Boys to Men, TLC, Shaggy and more. Touring this February. The Hunter Valley, Mount Cotton and the Yarra Valley. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster until sold out. Fridays tickets.
Yeah, all week we've been hooking you up with R&B Friday, R&B Vine Days tickets. Basically, Carrie and Tommy, you've actually got a lot of pressure on your shoulders because you are playing for two listeners, and whether they get to go to R&B Vine Days is all up to your R&B knowledge.
Look, I haven't had the best week. You've had much better week than I have.
No, mate. You've been all right. Don't talk yourself down. We've talked about this. Plenty of encouragement. Up and about. Play all four quarters. Play them hard.
I do reckon it would have been harder to get somebody who wanted me to play for them. That's all I'm saying.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. We've got Tiana on the line. Tiana, how much did they have to pay you to get me to play for you?
Don't doubt yourself, Carrie. Now I'm feeling nervous.
Well, you should.
Kat, on the other hand, I'm feeling very confident.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
Look, I'm feeling pretty confident. You've had a winning streak this week. So, look, it's time to...
Yeah, you didn't know how to finish the rhyme.
No, look.
All right, well,
that's all right, Kat. Let's just do positive thoughts, and I hope for the best that I win for you.
All right, guys, I'm going to play a song for you. You've got to sing the next line once it finishes. Buzz in with your names. If you buzz in too early and get it wrong, the other person automatically wins the tickets. We good to go?
Good rules, right. Buzz. Concise.
Here is the song.
Carrie. Really want to get close to you, so won't you dance with me, dance with me. Isn't that what I said?
She's done it.
Buzz. Did I not say that?
Buzz, did you listen?
I'm getting the double thumbs up from Sondra, our producer. Congratulations!
What
did I say wrong?
You said I really want to get close to you.
Rather than really want to get close to me.
Oh, so mate, won't you dance with me? What doesn't even rhyme the way you say it?
Oh my God!
Wait,
are you going to tell Tiana she doesn't have the tickets?
No. If it's getting given the thumbs up, it's out of my hand.
Oh,
sorry,
well, the enjoyment's gone now.
Sorry, guys.
Tiana has won. That's the final verdict.
I've always wanted to know the bit where it says, "Is it hot top chocks in the parking lot?" What does it say then? Chop tops in the parking lot.
I don't think it's hot chop tops. Melted chop tops in the parking lot.
And really want to do my spot.
There we go. R&B Vine Days. It is happening very, very shortly. There's an amazing list. Boyz II Men, TLC, Shaggy, more touring this February. Head to ticketmaster.com.au to find out where you can get tickets.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One, as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we have two very special guests with us. I reckon it was about nearly a year ago now, I hosted a gig at a big theatre in Melbourne, and it was to celebrate the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And I got there for my tech rehearsal, and they told me, hey, we've got an extra couple of people on the lineup. And I said, who is it? And they said, it's Elena and Woodward. And I said, but they haven't done anything
for like
together
10
for years.
Years,
right? I used to always go and see them in theatres with my family at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I always watch their TV show. And then I introduced them on stage that night, and I have not heard a roar of an audience like that ever since. They join us now. Lainor Woodley!
Yay!
Thank you.
I was wondering whether you would ever get to us.
Yeah, I know.
Just with that intro.
It was long.
I thought, what are we doing here?
Yeah, it was long.
You are the man who can't be pleased, Cole. That was the best intro I've ever heard. And you're going to find a point to be critical.
Applause was nothing like what you got on the night on the actual show.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But if you're not striving for improvement, Frank, then you might as well just give up. I'm just telling, can we start that again?
We've gone long enough.
That's all the time we have. But go and see Lane and Woodley next year. They're really good and they're back together.
I think I did the same thing to you on the night. I think I gave you a really long intro and then you're like, guys, we only had 7 minutes.
Maybe that's why we got such a good reaction. Yes. Although, because you were so critical of Tommy then, Colin, I found that offensive, I've decided to split up.
Oh, really?
That was short-lived.
I am looking for a partner to start a duo.
I think we can do this, Little and Woodley.
Yeah.
What about me? You're already in a duo.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gary.
Yeah, good point.
I forgot to tell you, we need to split up. I've started a new duo.
We've only just started.
I know. This has been...
I thought it was going well.
But Leno and Bigmore, Little and Woodley. It sounds...
Little Woodley.
Little Woodley. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, ours has more of a ring to it. I think
so. Now, you guys performed together for 20 years. You split up in 2006 in November. And I read here, you stopped performing together so you wouldn't end up hating each other down the track. How close did you get to hating each other?
Well, our standard answer is that we knew that there cracks were appearing when we used to turn up at the airport and the person checking us in would say, "It's a pretty full flight. We're sorry that we can't sit you together." And we would go, "That's fine. that's fine.
Also,
we don't
I thought it was a bit of a sign because we did a fair bit of touring in a car around regional Australia. And the fact that you put me on the pack rack, I felt like that was also an indication.
But you joke. Had you actually had enough of each other?
Well, imagine going...
You've both told me individually that yes, you
have. No, not at all. No, imagine going backpacking through Thailand for 6 weeks with your best friend, right?
No,
now imagine going backpacking through Thailand with your best friend for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's what it was like, really.
So, like a marriage.
Yeah, we really did need to have a...
But no sex to kind of alleviate the tension. some people would say exactly like a marriage.
Come on. No sex?
We did pash a couple of times in the early years, but it didn't really work. So we stopped that.
It was a tribute to our professionalism that we didn't let it get in the way of
doing comedy. But on a serious note, we've never really had arguments. We've never really been those kind of people to get to that stage. And I have heard stories of comedians that don't talk to each other until they're on stage.
And that's their thing. And they have great shows.
But they hate each other off stage.
How exhausting.
Yeah, we're the opposite. We like each other off stage and we hate shows.
We hate each other on stage. That's right.
I used to love your TV show.
Used to, yes.
Is that making them sound old
and you young? Is that what you're trying to do here?
In our TV show, we have there's a routine where we use one of the phones with the dial, you know, and it wasn't retro.
I wanted to know, is this just a comeback for live performance? Are you guys going to make more TV? What else is in the works?
Oh, that wouldn't be bad. With no plans at this stage, we're just doing this. We're doing this brand new live show all based around the Wright brothers. But I mean, I wouldn't mind if it works out well.
I mean, we don't know. I mean, I don't know. Should I tell the truth?
Tell us.
I don't
tell
know.
Us.
I mean, we're back together. That's all.
Well,
I mean,
TV show coming.
We're back together and we're doing a show.
That's a Netflix series, right?
We have no other kind of plans other than just getting back together and doing this show next year. I mean, that's all we've got planned. But you just never know what's going to happen.
You said your show's the Wright Brothers.
Yes.
So what part are you touching on? What are we going to see when we go to it?
Well, probably about a quarter of the show is us trying to tell the story of the Wright Brothers, and three quarters of the show is us failing to tell the story of the Wright Brothers.
But we've chosen crap as an artistic premise, and it's working quite well for us.
Make sure you go see Leno and Woodley wherever you can. It's all around
the country. I'm going to see them anyway.
The show is called
I thought you were talking to us. Right.
It's 2018. Boys, it's great to have you back.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I mean, Christmas is coming up and presents, they're wrapped, right? But it's been a long year. And
well done.
Oh, thank you. I've been out in the sun and so I'm a little raw. That leads perfectly into the segment we like to do every week, Buzzol.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
And how are you feeling this week?
I'm feeling wrapped.
Oh, good.
Don't put the harp down, Buzz.
Nope, sorry, here we go.
Yep. Oof, I was nearly raw there. Love me. The harp is actually calming.
It is.
It's calming. And it needed to calm me down a little bit because I was so excited because finally, after wanting it all year, I finally got some one-on-one time with my favourite Bickmore.
You've been teasing that you're speaking to your other favourite Bickmore.
I didn't say other.
In a process. Favourite Bickmore. It's not me.
Hi.
Hey, Ollie. How are you?
Good.
Will Smith's daughter has come out and said it's absolutely terrible to grow up with famous parents. And I thought of you, Ollie, and I wanted to know, is it absolutely terrible to grow up with a famous mum?
Well, it's medium.
It's medium. What a little legend.
Oh, I champion.
Love that boy. I get to spend all weekend with him. That's why I'm wrapped.
Lucky.
But to be honest, I am raw. If I think about the week that I've had, I'm raw because I still don't know what lit AF means.
Bickmore, what did you do on the weekend?
I went to Ollie's piano concert.
Lit AF.
You're 32, mate. You can't say lit AF. I don't even know what it means, but you can't say it.
You don't know what lit means?
No, I actually don't know what lit means.
I mean...
It means have fun, does it?
Well, sure.
During this song, can you explain what lit means? Because I'm using it a lot and I don't know what I'm talking about. And then I never learned. And I got to school and there was mums at school that were saying to me the other day, what does lit AF mean? I was like, mate, I don't know. I did a whole segment on it and I said it 10 times. I still don't know what it means.
Have fun means have fun.
It doesn't mean that fun.
Does it mean have fun? Does it mean pop down to the disco, get your jollies off, have fun?
On fire?
Fire.
How are you feeling this week, Buzz? Are you lit AF?
I am lit AF. I'm actually wrapped this week, guys, because as we know, a few weeks ago we had the amazing sponsor, Mount Franklin Lightly Sparkling Water in a Can, and I just couldn't get that sentence out for the new Mount Franklin Lightly Sparkling Water in a Can.
Most likely sparkling.
For new Mount Franklin Lightly Sparkling Water in a Can, it is Carrie and Tommy.
Do you want us to start reading them out?
I love Mount Franklin, but that is a mouthful.
Do you know what the...
It's really
the,
not.
It's not.
For new Mount Franklin Lightly Sparkling Water in a Can, now we're asking for your costume disasters.
We'll lose the sponsorship.
Can someone get me a can, please? For Mount Franklin's new Lightly Sparkling Water in a Can, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right across Australia.
We had a bet on Buzz.
I knew it. As soon as I saw that $20,
Buzz, I had money that you were going to get that right.
Thank you, Carrie.
Money that you were going to stuff it up. So thank you, buddy. Yes.
Well, we're going to go double on the nothing. Double or nothing on the next
you
one.
You can't even speak.
I know. Oh.
Bit of instant karma there, Tommy.
Yeah, I know.
So why are you wrapped then?
I'm actually wrapped because Mount Franklin, despite my terrible way of pronouncing their credit line there, they're actually on board next week, and I get a chance at redemption.
That was good for a moment. Except for I just got a text message from my boss who says, it's all very well that you're mentioning Mount Franklin, but our credit for this week is Mitsubishi, and now they pulled it because you've mentioned another company.
No, but see, you have your Mount Franklin in your Mitsubishi car, which you've got for your end-of-year sale.
I mean, I don't know if we have to check the tape, but did you just call it a Mitsubishi?
Wouldn't have thought
Shit, we're going to lose that.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Happy Friday. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, that's us done.
Oh,
that's
and a momentous couple of hours coming up.
Yeah, I was going to say, get us out of the way.
Oh, the Hamish boys. And Andy, their final show ever. Well, for now. I mean, I don't know how long ever is, but it's for a long time.
It's final show ever. Until next time. But it's gonna be a where were you when moment.
Absolutely. They've got Vance Joy. There's a whole lot of stuff happening. It's gonna be awesome.
Huge crowd. I mean, stick around.
Let's go down there now. Can we go down there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. 7,000 people. Go down there. Hamish and Andy's final ever show, Peking Duck supporting him. That is us done, guys. We'll catch you next week.
Yay! The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommy Show.